All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for more trivia here. And here we are in the middle of the week. And time now for Mr.
We're
Kiger.
We're rolling right along.
Mr. Kiger's rolled into the studio this
morning.
8 days
into May.
Yeah.
May's my favorite month. May and November.
Really?
Yep.
I understand why May, but why November? Thanksgiving. Football?
Well, football's kind of winding down, but yeah. And basketball's beginning. But mm-hmm. I just like the weather. It's the sound of rustling leaves across the road, mm-hmm. and fall foliage, and kind of anticipation for Christmas. I don't know. It's just, I kind of like it.
Rake up a big pile of leaves and jump in them.
I can do that.
You can do that, yeah.
I can do that, yeah.
By the way, our trivia question this morning, as always, brought to you by The Forest at Duke. You're invited to an evening with Carol Burnett where the audience asks questions. May 17th at DPAC, sponsored by The Forest at Duke. Go to forestduke.org if you'd like to find out more. What kind of question you got today?
Breakfast food.
Oh, I'm all about that.
Yeah, breakfast food, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep, absolutely.
What Kellogg's product was introduced to compete with Post's unsuccessful Country Squares?
Okay.
What Kellogg's product was introduced to compete with Post, as in Post cereals, unsuccessful Country Squares?
Uh-huh.
So you got to have a little bit of an idea of what were their Country Squares. And Post cereal is a little misleading because this breakfast product wasn't necessarily a cereal.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, so if you figured it out with that little hint that I just gave, give us a call.
I was debating over a couple of things there, but yeah.
919-929-WCHL.
Yeah.
Maybe you can call while you're munching on one of these.
Exactly. Call right now, win a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, where you're always good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, are you talking about Chex Mix?
No.
No?
That's a good guess,
I got
though.
It wrong?
That's a good guess, though.
Well, you said it wasn't necessarily a cereal, so.
No. You put these things, ideally, in your toaster.
Oh, Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts!
Yeah, okay.
Not to be confused with Pop Rocks.
No.
Pop Stars.
Wouldn't want to do that.
No. Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
Pop-Tarts is Kellogg's most popular brand to date in the United States. Millions of units sold each year.
Yeah.
Distributed mainly in the United States, but also in Canada, Finland, the Ukraine, the United Kingdom, Ireland, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
They were discontinued in Australia in 2005.
Why?
I don't know that. Maybe it didn't have Vegemite on it or something. Brought back in 2014 in only two flavors. Mm-hmm. Strawberry Sensation and Choco-tastic.
That's in Australia?
Australia.
That's interesting. And who did you say they developed these to compete with whom?
With Post cereals, and their brand was Country Squares.
And it didn't work out, huh?
For some reason, it didn't take.
Hmm.
But then Kellogg answers with Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
It blows up.
Yeah. Wow. Or popped up.
Yeah,
hey,
did you ever eat them? Exactly. Pop-Tops popped up.
Sometimes I just can't help it.
That's all right.
Trivia this morning brought to you by The Forest at Duke. Always keeping life interesting, something to look forward to. You're invited to tune into this show the last Friday of each month for What's Up at The Forest, forestduke.org.